Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 124 for Friday, October 28th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was up in most months Friday, hitting levels not seen since the middle of June, as the persistent Canadian harvest delays provided support. Canola was down by a dollar to up by over $7 most months higher, the most active January contract up $4.40 at $523.80 per ton. A large amount of canola is still in the fields in Alberta and Saskatchewan, with the prospects for salvaging some of that unharvested crop diminishing with each passing day. As a result, canola will likely need to be rationed going forward. That's forcing end users to bid the market higher, especially as farmers are unwilling to sell canola they don't have yet. Chart-based buying was also supportive as nearby technical signals remain pointed higher, and fund traders continued to add to their long positions. Gains in Chicago soy oil added to the firm tone, although soybeans were down on the day. Profit-taking at the highs and expectations for a large U.S. soybean crop also kept the gains in check. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all mostly lower, as profit-taking came forward ahead of the weekend. Soybeans were down 8 to 13 cents, the January contract down 13 at 10.12 per bushel. Soybeans hit their highest levels in 2 months earlier this week on the back of solid export demand. However, with no fresh news on the export front today, buyers were back on the sidelines and the record large production forecasts took precedence in the market once again. Weather conditions look mostly favorable across the Midwest for farmers to keep making good harvest progress. Soy oil, it was up today, and that did provide some support. For corn, prices are down 2 to 3 cents, the December contract down 2 at $3.55 per bushel. The good U.S. harvest weather weighed on prices ahead of the weekend, with the corn crop thought to be about three quarters harvested. Chart-based selling was another feature as corn backed away from the high end of its nearby trading range. Wheat prices, they were steady to down 6 cents, the December contract in Chicago down 5 at $4.09 per bushel. Ample world supplies continued to keep the wheat market under pressure, although there are also still enough weather concerns in some parts of the world to provide support. Higher quality, high protein wheat may be in short supply this year, and that did keep the Minneapolis futures lagging to the downside. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, October 28th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.